Okay, John, thanks for your patience. What's on your mind, sir?
Hello, Dr. Wright. My
Hello,
wife and I have
sir.
been patients, so can you hear me okay?
Oh, I can hear you just fine.
Okay. We've been patients of the Utomah Clinic and Dr. Sherman for nearly 20 years, and we just
Yay.
can't tell you how pleased we are with the treatment we've received. It's been just really great.
Yay.
The reason we're calling, though, we're calling on behalf of a friend of ours who's down in Oregon and has been diagnosed with dementia and has lost his driver's license. He has read a book, but he can't understand it. It's written by Dr. Bredesen,
Yay, that's the best
dealing
one
with.
out there.
Oh, great. So anyhow, I went on the site and looked at it and talked about a year subscription with Dr. Bredesen, and then testing, cognitive testing, blood work scans, and selecting a doctor nearby in Oregon. And would you give us your thoughts on that? We sure appreciate it.
Sure, but just before I do, sir, let me tell you about research done in Brazil on cognitive decline with people who actually had to be hospitalized because of the cognitive decline, or at least I shouldn't say hospitalized. I should say what do you call it? Dementia cared. So in other words, they weren't taking care of themselves. And what they did was quite remarkable. They had used either a placebo or 400 micrograms, and listen to that, micrograms of lithium a day, not even 1 milligram. And what they reported was that the 400 micrograms of lithium stopped the cognitive decline where it was. Now, they did not report that it
Wow.
made it better. They reported it stopped it, so it didn't get worse. And in the placebo group, and I don't know if they used 400 micrograms of placebo or what, but it was a placebo, the cognitive decline just continued down its so-called inevitable path. Now, I'm bringing that up, sir, because nobody ever, ever, ever got hurt with 400 micrograms of lithium. And in your natural food store, that's such a small dose, you can't even find it. But all the natural food stores have had, for the last 10 years, they've had 5 milligram size, 10 milligram size, and 20 milligram size. And if I'm working with somebody who's going into dementia, since I know that 20 is safe, I'll say, just use one of those, please. But since I'm not working with this person directly, I would stick with the lowest dose for now. It's a lot. Remember, 5 milligrams is 5,000 micrograms. And can
Well,
anybody get hurt with that? No, they cannot. It's a lot more than the 400, too. So that'll at least stop it. Now, that's one thing the person can do for themselves or their family can do for them right away. Go get the low-dose lithium and then consult with a natural medicine doctor whether they should use more than the low dose. Second thing, your question was really about Dr. Bredesen's book. I think that is an absolutely terrific book. Despite being a faculty member of a regular medical school, the guy actually paid attention to what works and what doesn't. And what he found was, oh my goodness, all this natural stuff. Although he didn't put it that way, I put it that way. It's a very, very good book. So, the kind of doc I'd look for down there in Oregon, I would go online to acam.org. That's an organization of MDs, osteopaths, and a few naturopaths. Who all do natural medicine, every one of them, and I'm sure you can find one in Oregon. Just acam.org, click on Find a Physician, put in your postal code, and you'll find one.
great. Did you say ACAM or just ACM?
The former, ACAM.
Okay. ACAM. Got it. All right,
And
sir. We'll give that a whirl. And you thought his protocol was pretty good for
Oh,
working with Alzheimer's?
his protocol's terrific, sir. In fact, various Utomah Clinic doctors are implementing it in their own way. And what I mean by that is in Dr. Bredesen's book, he lists, no kidding, 60 to 80 factors to consider. And so you really do have to work with the physician on that because you couldn't use all 60 to 80 of them, just to find what applies to you. Now, one of the bigger things is that the hormone estrogen for women and the hormone testosterone for men are also things that work against cognitive decline. So anyway, we do that at Tahoma Clinic, and most doctors in that ACAM.org organization have a copy of Dr. Bredesen's book. I'm not kidding you, sir. Well, thank you for calling, sir. You are right, and thanks so much for helping your friend. That's very kind of you.